That was much better than I expected it to be. Oh, man, we really need to stop watching these old OVAs. No, some of them don't even end, they just stop. No cliffhanger, nothing. I get so invested, and then it's like, that's it, read the untranslated manga from the 70s if you want more. Some of them have so much potential, like how does an amazing show like Phantom Quest Corp not get a full season? It's a classic Monster of the Week format, and it has such great characters. Oh man, I know, more than half the stuff we watch is terrible these days, but like, we're not really here for guaranteed good stuff anymore. We've already watched all the great anime. Exactly. Yeah, that's why we grab takeout and we have some drinks, you know? It makes it so much easier to laugh at the bad shows and movies when you're buzzed. Speaking of buzzed, I'm still kind of feeling it, so yeah, I'm gonna stick around for like another hour or two before I go back. Shut up! I don't always overdo it. I've been hydrating literally all night. Dude, you know I'm a sucker for Fireball. It's too drinkable for anyone's good. Ugh, you act like it's such a chore to be stuck with me for the next while? Okay, so I don't want to watch another one of those, so what should we talk about? Oh, I know. Did you finish that book you were reading about terraforming Mars? Man, I hate when books have bad endings. Was it at least good enough to read the sequels? Fair enough. Me? I'm about to finish the last book in the Rosewater series. Oh yeah, highly recommend. Yeah, sure, you can borrow mine. I'll bring over the first one next time I come over. Oh, by the way, I cannot believe you went to the lake without me last weekend. No, why didn't you tell me? What do you mean I wouldn't have wanted to go? Wait. Wait. You started fishing? Uh-huh. Since when? Okay, I get it now. My dad's nagging finally broke you, huh? Wait, did you go fishing with him? Oh my god, he finally got you to go. That's actually crazy. No, dude, he's been bugging you for like, what, 10 years now? Oh no, there's no way out of this now. Mm-mm. Nope. Now that you've bit, he'll start giving you a tackle box soon, and then you'll start fishing with him every weekend. He already gave you a box? Oh my god. No, I'm not overreacting. Sure, it's a good option to get you outside, but I can't have you ending up like my dad. What do you mean, why? I just can't, okay? Sorry, I don't actually mind you fishing that much. It just caught me off guard. Like, who are you? No, but seriously, I won't kill your new outdoor hobby. And, speaking of going outside, how did your date with What's-Her-Face go? I mean, we never talked about it. No, I don't know. I brought it up because I figured she was the only reason that you'd be getting out of the house. Like, not fishing. Damn, that bad, huh? You are the king of bad endings lately. I mean, well, where'd the conversation die? Did you make it political or something? Okay. Four $12 cocktails. That'll do it, yeah. No, that's really shitty and expensive. You made sure she got a ride home, though, right? Okay, good. Well, it's terrible that she got wasted, but you obviously can't let her drive home like that. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I haven't had the best luck either. Man, shut up! I'm not drowning in dudes. That's what pisses me off the most. I've been on, like, 5 dates in the last year. Yeah, and all of them wound up being completely different in person. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so bad that I just uninstalled that shitty dating app from my phone. Never again. Yeah, this guy that I met for coffee last week got really creepy after I turned him down. He started messaging me like 50 times a day. Yeah, stalker shit about how we're meant for each other and when he only knew like 10 things about me. I haven't been scared like that in forever, but he scared the shit out of me. Well, eventually I just told him that I was dating someone and he shut up for all of, what, 2 days? Mm-hmm, and then he went into overdrive, demanding that I break up with you, and I just couldn't handle it anymore. Oh. I just said that, didn't I? Please, don't make it weird. No, I don't want to explain it, I just... Well, yeah, if you think about it, we've basically been dating for years. It was just an easy cover for me, okay? I don't know. We spend almost every Wednesday and Friday together, either online or in person, and whenever we go out with Dave and Claire, we're always that awkward not couple thing, and my parents have always wondered why we aren't actually dating, and now that I think about it, you're the only guy that my dad has ever liked. Yeah, and suddenly you're fishing with him? Now I feel like we've skipped a step. Exactly, we do everything a couple would, like, I guess except fucking, I don't. And this is the part where you confess? Yeah, you're supposed to have a speech ready to woo me into your arms or something. I don't... Okay, listen, I know that I just decided that we're dating, but please don't make me woo you. I mean, guys do the wooing, and so come on. Guy, woo me. It won't take much, I promise. Okay. Stop. I'll consider myself wooed. No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at how unprepared you are. Well, I guess I expected some Hallmark speech about how you've loved me for so long and lusted after me, and I... All I get is that? Come on, dude. How are you not ready for this? Scoot over. I'm gonna sit in your lap. Yes, I'm serious. You should always be ready for your bestie to desecrate your long friendship on a random Friday night. Duh. I did not say the line. Shush. I just changed it a little bit. Yeah, we're both buzzed, but not drunk. Come on, don't try to lecture me. Don't look away. You're making this awkward. Look me right in the eyes and tell me you didn't sober right the fuck up when I sat in your lap. Tell me your heart isn't racing for me to go further, and tell me this growing bulge that I'm grinding against isn't for me, that it isn't mine. Tell me you haven't fantasized about me, about this very moment, countless times, because I know I have. I couldn't be more sure. Now kiss me. Yeah, I know it'll be our first kiss, but dude, stop overthinking it. Oh, fine, I will do it. Look at that precious, handsome face. And that was our first kiss. It wasn't so hard, was it? Good, then give me another. Oh, there won't be any lines left to cross by the time we're done. You'll see. This is long overdue. There's so many ways I've needed to touch you, and so many ways I've needed you to touch me. Hey, before we go any further, I have something to tell you. Hold on. Yeah, so my brain kind of switches off when I get really turned on, and I mean, it's eventually gonna come out, so it's better if I clear it up now. Stop. I can't have you ending up like my dad, because I want to call you Daddy. Can I call you Daddy? Oh my, listen, I know you haven't seen this side of me yet, and I just have a thing for daddy talk during sex. It really turns me on, and it's just like an automatic thing for me at this point. You're not just saying that because I'm grinding on your cock and making out with you, right? I know. I can trust you. Thank you. But seriously, if you start acting like my dad, it'd be so weird. Please don't do that. Please continue to be great and continue to be the dependable guy who I trust my life and my deepest secrets with. Keep being the only one who spends too much of his time finding and watching bad anime with me and the only one who games with me and drags me out for things I really want but won't do on my own. The one who comes over just to hang out and do nothing, and the one who always encourages me and brings out the best in me. My perfect man. My daddy. May I please leave a hickey on your neck? It's okay if you don't want to, but I love to leave marks and scratches and bites and... Thank you, Daddy. Please, mark me too. Yeah, I'm yours now, and everyone needs to know. Yeah, right there on my neck. Can I show you how much of a good girl I can be, Daddy? Would you like that? I knew you would. Let me get rid of this pesky top. There. Look at my perky tits. They're yours, and I'm all yours. So please touch me, Daddy. Yes, my... Fuck. Your hands feel so amazing. My nipples are really sensitive. Please pinch and twist them just like that. Fuck, yes, that's perfect. Yes, suck on them. Kiss the hickey on my neck, please. And give me another one. Yes. Fuck. You're spoiling me. Please, I need to finally see it. To taste it. May I please take off your pants? Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. So thick and hard. You really like being called Daddy, don't you? Well, you twitch every time I say it, and you're leaking so much already. Oh. take care of you, Daddy. I will worship every inch of this big, thick cock. Kiss you up and down the length of your shaft. Suck on these big, full balls. Cock is so delicious, Daddy. I have another confession to make. I've wanted to do this for longer than I'd like to admit. You come up in my fantasies so often, but I'd always resisted. I mean, we were just friends, and now I'm here between your legs. It feels so fucking good. It feels so right to have your cock in my mouth, Daddy. Can I play with my pussy while I suck your cock? Thank you, Daddy. You like watching me struggle to take it? Would you help me take it all the way? Use your hands. Put them on my head. I want to get it all the way down my throat. Don't worry if I gag or start tearing up. Ruin your good girl's makeup. I love that shit. Yes, just like that. Well, that's perfect. Make me choke on your cock, Daddy. Make me choke on it, please, more. Yes, please use me. Fuck my face. Yes, just like that. me so perfectly, Daddy. Oh, more, push me all the way down. I can take it, I promise. Holy shit. I've never gone that deep before. Oh, I'd do anything for you, Daddy. Anything. My body is yours. Please, keep going. Oh. Look at these thick strands of spit. Oh, I'm drooling everywhere. I'm making such a mess. Is my mascara running? I look good like this, don't I? You like making a mess of your good girl's face? Keep calling me a good girl, please. My pussy is so fucking wet from just sucking your cock. I can't wait for you to fill me up. Oh, please fuck me, Daddy, please. I'm ready, please. I need it so fucking bad. Oh, please. Yes? Yes, really? Oh, thank you, Daddy. Oh, I feel good. How do you want me? In your lap? Yes, sir. I'll take these leggings off. Look. I soaked through them because of you, Daddy. Okay. I'll sit on. Oh. Legs over your shoulders and arms around your neck. Okay. Yes, sir. Whoa, I've never been in this position before. Your cock is pressed right between us. Oh, this is so nice. You're so close. And I can feel you pulsing against me. My whole body is buzzing right now. Oh, fuck yes. Grab my ass. Grab my ass and grind me against that hard cock, please. Oh, fuck. Slide me all the way up and down. Get it nice and wet with my juices. Come on, daddy. Mix it with all that thick, messy spit. Please, please fuck me, daddy. Please. Turn my brain off with that dick, please. Please make me come on that cock like a good girl, please, daddy. You're a good girl, I'm your good girl. You pick me up like it's nothing. That's so fucking hot. Oh, holy fucking shit. Oh, that's so deep. Daddy, thank you. Oh, your cock is so perfect. I've never been so full before. So good, daddy. You feel so good. Your sweat tastes so good. Please, please fuck me. Just fuck me, please. Daddy, I'm all yours. I'm all yours. Fuck, use me however you'd like. Please. Oh, fuck. Go as fast as... Fuck, I can't even talk anymore. Go as fast and as hard as you want. I can take it all. I promise I can take it all. Fuck. I want to be a dripping, drooling, whimpering mess for you, daddy. Fuck me, stupid. Please. Please. Please don't you dare fucking stop. No. Don't you dare pull out either. That cum is mine. I earned it. I need to feel it deep inside me. Please. Please pound your cum into your good girl. Please, daddy. Please. Yes. Right there. Oh, fuck. Right there. I'm gonna come. Holy shit. Yes, bite my neck and come inside me, please. Daddy. daddy, come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh my god, fuck, it feels so was better than anything I've ever imagined. Fuck. Thank you. Thank you for letting me call you daddy and rolling with it. I love you. No, seriously. The last guy I tried to call daddy got really weird about it and ruined things. It's kind of a deal breaker for me at this point. I know. I know. I can trust you with everything. And anything. Oh, fuck. Your cum is leaking all over the couch. Dude, I'm so sorry. Let me go get... No? Okay. I won't worry about it. Thank you. Yeah, let's just cuddle. Now we have something much more entertaining to do if the stuff we pick out are no fun to watch. I know we've only got bad stuff left to watch. That's the whole point. There's a lot of bad anime left to watch. And a lot of fucking to catch up on. Right, Daddy?